In 2014, he fled from Bahrain, and he was given a refugee or given asylum in Australia. He was arrested in Thailand. Now we're joined on the line by Dr. Kevin Barrett, Veterans Today editor, who speaks to us live from USA. Dr. Kevin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's good to be back with you.
Good to have you with us, Dr. Kevin. Perhaps you could begin by reminding our listeners as to who Hakim Al-Arabi is and why he was detained.
Well, Hakim Al-Arabi is a soccer star from Bahrain. He was one of the best players on the Bahraini team. And he spoke out against the regime when the protests began back in 2011. That was, of course, the Arab Spring, the beginning of the aborted Arab Spring. And so he became unpopular with the rulers, who apparently framed him for supposedly burning down a police station. But this apparently happened while he was actually playing a football match. So they were actually angry that he was speaking out against this Al-Khalifa dynasty that rules Bahrain largely on behalf of the American and British imperialists. So long story short, he was arrested and tortured and faced a long prison term. He managed to get out and fled to Australia, where he was granted refugee status. And recently, after marrying and going on a honeymoon to Thailand, he was grabbed in Thailand by the Thai authorities, who were acting on behalf of the Al-Khalifa dynasty of Bahrain, which wanted him shipped back to Bahrain to be further imprisoned and tortured. And a big movement began worldwide, urging Thailand to send him back to Australia, and finally it apparently worked. Bahrain dropped its request for extradition, so he is walking free.
As you indicate, Bahrain has dropped the extradition request. Is there any indication as to what has led to that?
Well, they're not telling us, but we can draw the obvious inference that they realize this is a terrible public relations debacle for them. It's a disaster. They should have known ahead of time that persecuting a popular athletic figure is not a good way to win friends and influence people. There was this movement around the world to free Hakim Al-Arabi has shown a spotlight on the abusive practices of the Bahraini regime. And they probably wanted to have that spotlight be turned off or directed elsewhere. This was not the kind of attention that they need. So that's presumably why they did it, just to try to stop this this wave of publicity, which is awakening people all over the world to the suffering of the people of Bahrain under the oppression of this dynasty.
Interesting, yes, that you say that, you know, the realization coming upon them, and the fact that international big names in politics and football called for his release, did that in any way put pressure on Thailand to set him free?
Yes, Thailand also, of course, faces some of the same pressures that Bahrain does. Thailand looks bad when they take somebody who's been granted refugee status, especially a really popular, well-known figure like Hakim Al-Arabi, and ship him back to the torture dungeons of a dictatorial regime. It makes the Thai authorities look complicit in this abuse. And Thailand has its own problems. They had a coup d'etat recently that ended whatever pretense of democracy that they had going for a while. And so from a public relations perspective, Thailand also was losing, and they're trying to cut their losses, I suppose, by freeing Hakim Al-Arabi. So both of these two regimes, neither one of which is one of the world's better ones, are realizing that they had a terrible problem going as the world was exposing the abuses of both regimes. And so to try to just end this, they're deciding to send him back to Australia.
Yes, so will he now be returning to Australia? Is that it?
I believe so, yeah. I don't know exactly when, but it sounds like the decision has been made that he will be going back, where he does have refugee status there. And I guess Bahrain says that they still reserve the right to engage in legal action against him, whatever that means.